Mishnah. Mkar sakasi vishpudim, Ibaruch samita, Mieshav, Benay, Kamais, and Ksher. So the Shpudim is Pschach Pasol. The Ruch Samita are the bed, the legs of the bed. The part that connects the two legs, seen the Gemara, Tzach Pasol. Pash the Shpudim is talking about metal Shpudim. That's how you know it's not a base kibble, but if it's metal, then it's Pasol. So, kids, we're talking about Tzach Pasol over here. So, then, if there's equal space, between the Tzach Pasol, you fill it with Tzach Kasher, then it's okay. Rashim Karas Kasek, Kamosh Anu Oysen, Shemesadrin Kunzois, Tchila B'Tzach, Noisim Psal Leim, we put beams, on top of the beams we put Tzach. So let's see, the beams he's putting is metal. Aruchos, Gemara Mefarshet Mekal B'Tuma. Yesh Reuch B'Nem K'Maison, Ben Shpud L'Shpud, Al Pnei Kula, V'Yitei En Shama Apsal, V'Chein Al Pnei Kula, Gemara Parach, O'Ein Hechshem Rub Al Apostle. You have equal Tzach Kashel, equal Tzach Apostle. Does that really work? The Gemara, Lem Tev Tifta, Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, Ditma, Paratz Kaimid, Rav Papa, Mutter Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, Am Rasser. Machleg is generally, the general machleg is by Mechitzas. You need that the Aymid, the solid, should be more than the breaks. Or equal is good, says Rashi, Paratz Kaimid. Lin Mechitzas Shabbos, Itmar. Mechitza shenases bepasin rechovin gimel v'niach mepas lepas kemoi pas v'nafkolam mitaris lavud. Because if it was less than gimel, then we don't care. You can have kana. We say lavud. That's a good mechitza. But over here it's more than gimel, so you don't have lavud. So now the question is going to be kosher mechitza? V'chein. So it's paritz ke'oimid, meaning the breaks are the same amount as the oimid, the solid. So Gemara wants to know that the mechleik is by mechitzis, and the Gemara is assuming that applies over here also. It's chach kosher and it's chach pasul. If you have paritz ke'oimid, it's mutter. So if you have equal schach kosh, equal schach pasol, it's okay. But if paratz kaim is aser, then it'll be a problem here also. But there's a discussion over here. I mean, according to the manam, paratz kaim is mutter, it's good, right? The question is, what about sale? So you only have 50% of the sukkah is covered with schach kosher. Is that cool? You have enough tzel. So there's a very interesting midva on daf tes. It's also over here, Bekitzer, where he shtels the avek better on daf tes. The sugya over there, the tes on beis, where we had the sugya there about the elon, and the sugya there about the a chavton, right? If the schach is more than the elon, you brought the elon down, right? And then the schach is mevatel the schach kosh is mevatel the elon. You mixed it up. So there it says you need that the schach kosh has to be roiv. So in fact, you're involved over there. You need roiv schach kosher, but by our mishnah, 50-50 is enough. 50% schach kosher, 50% kosher is good. The manam paratz kaim is mutter. The manam paratz kaim is aser. So you need more. The Gemara is going to explain how you get how you have more schach kosher and schach pasul. But the mandam and parts going is mutter. Only 50% schach kosher, 50% schach pasul. That's good. So why have an ilan? Do you need roiv schach kosher? That's Rava's question. Rava answers a big yisoid. Mamish a big yisoid in sukkah. But he says kimna sukkah b'chlola tzulsim u'mechamsa. All right, our sukkah over here, the sukkah is still some of Mechamsa, right? Even though the tzel is coming from the Schach Pasul also, but the sukkah is still some of Mechamsa. The aim b'shum mokam in a sukkah shlo yei tzel ha-schach ha-kosher meitz al adam kishir ha-schach ha-pasul. There's no place that the schach kosher is not... is being made on the person just as much as a schach pasul. Well, oylem oymit tachas schach kosher al chetzioi. He's always in a situation where he's 50% covered with schach kosher and 50% schach pasul. Vachi sagi lo omrachmana del evet tzilsam ur mechamsa mischach kosher. You don't need tzilsam ur mechamsa from schach kosher. You need tzilsam ur mechamsa. And zos halacha. Right? You can't have 50% avir, right? And 50% schach. Leisachah b'roiv schach pasul. You can't have roiv schach pasul because it has to be at least part of koyimin. Meaning, the din you need schach. Yeah, there has to be kilo a mechitza of schach. You must be madam with the mechitza. Yeah, there has to be a mechitza of schach kosher. But that part's kind is good. Yeah? There's another din of tzel, says the Ritva. There's another din of tzel. So if you have 50% schach kosher, 50% avir, that's a sugya chabez and beis, that's possible, because then you don't have tzel. Right? But by us, we have 50% schach kosher, 50% schach possible, so you have tzel, you have 50% schach kosher, and you don't have a situation where he's sitting on the schach possible. If there was a right, if there was a thing of three tefachim of schach pasul in one place, there would be a problem. He's sitting on the schach pasul, but the fact that you're getting tzel, that's a kenaka ritva. The fact that you're getting tzel from the schach pasul, that doesn't bother us b'chol. As long as, in other words, as long as you have 50% schach kosher, so in din parts going, you have a roof of schach kosher. Mitzadah din parts ka'imid, and you have tail, and you're not sitting more under the schach pasul than the schach kosher. That's the Ritva's formula for kosher sukkah. That's a good the Elon says by the Elon over there, since it's baravuvia, yeah. So Mela, the problem is that you might. It's, you know, by Shpud here, everything is neat. Yeah? I mean, Yekish over here, yeah. Schach kosher, schach pasul, everything's good. So we know exactly how much you have. Over there, you might be seeing, there might be one place where there's more Elon than schach kosher. So it's gonna pass. That's the Chiddush of the Ritva. Similarly, we have that's a shock of attire between Tosis and Rashi, Chabez and Beis, where it says, according to Rashi, the Mishnah over there said, you need Tzilsim Ruchamsa. Okay, the Apostle, Marasa Stira. First Mishnah of Masechta says, Chamsim Ruchamsa is Apostle, but if it's equal, it's kosher. And the second paragraph says, it's still some Ruchamsa is possible, but if it's 50-50, if it's 50% schach kosher, schach, then it's okay. Where it says, Kamal Kalamata. So Rashi learns, if you have 50% on top, it's a problem because the sun comes in and you have less than 50% in the bottom. Yeah? So he says, what do you mean? Parts Kaimid, we say it's mutter. Right, 50% is good according to the Mandam and Parz Kaimim. Well, why is 50% on top a problem? So there, the Chor of the Teretz is partial because there, you're not going to have tzel. Like in our case, we have tzel. But over there, you're not having tzel. So it's not going to help the parts come in. According to Yavar, there's two dinim, right? There's a din that parts come in, you need a mechitza of schach kosher. But there's also a din of tzel. Over there, if it's, like the Rav himself said, if you have schach, 50% schach and 50% air, that's possible because you don't have tzel. There's two dinim. You need tzel and you need parts kind of. Yeah, that's what Rashi says. Okay. Let's see the Gemara. So again, we have a problem. According to Rav Shua, it says parts kind is not good enough. You need more than 50%. So over here also, you should need more than 50% of schach kosher. After the Gemara, Amlach Rav Huna, Rei de Bishua, Mai Kemaisa B'nichlis V'yaitze. Says Rashi, Sheyei Psal Harachav Kemaisan. When it says Kemaisan, doesn't mean Mamish Kemaisan. That means it's Yachol Kanat V'leitze B'revach Shemein Taim. So that's asks the bell to go in and out easily, this right, which means the batzem, the space between the schach pasul, between the shpudim, is more than the shpudim themselves. Have lepsal shenaisim by mruba al shpudim baver al shpudim baver yaisal al shpudim. Meaning this, the airspace between is a little bigger. Oh, they take it out, got me. Right. The point is that there's more, at the end of the day, there's more psal than there is shpudim, because the airspace between them was a drop bigger than the shpud itself. Enough that the schach would be able to go in and out easily, so that means it's a drop bigger. The Gemara, according to Rashi, has the gears of Ephesh Latzam, same. Says Rashi, Sal Gedaitoch, the high commentaries, the nichus v'yaitze, hach commentaries, kol kemoison, the nichus v'yaitze who, dein derech utzamtzem, ulchaven kemoison. So when Mishnah says kemoison, doesn't mean exact, because it's not derech to be mitzamtzem exactly. Yeah? To mamish, to do it, to measure it, then it should be exact. Lepochlo yaitze brachinen, yeah? Ha'im yitein ta'itoi l'kach. Actually, it's possible to measure it and have it that should be exact. So in other words, even though it's not the derech to do it, but it's possible to do it. So what happens if he did do it? Let's say it was right. The mission says that's kosher. Even if he did do it exact, so therefore the Gemara has a problem with that. Because then it's not part of the sky, it's part of the sky, but part of the sky is also fear of Huna. After the Gemara, Amar Avam in Madiv, Rabbi said of him, B'Shem Madiv, in the Sunim Shasi, Shasi, Nais and Erev, Nais and Shasi, says Rashi. Mishani, Amar Avam in Madiv, Masnisin, Loi Akshir, B'Mitzamsim, El B'Madiv, Rav Shemein Tayim. So now, like this, we thought that's not because it's just a derech. It's a derech to not to be exact because it's the official tamsim. It's possible in tamsim. Whereas say no, it means bedafka that it's not exact. Even though it's not so great, lashon mishnah. Mishnah says k'maisan. When we say k'maisan, we love nafkin k'maisim. K'maisim means that it's a little more, some are more equal than others. A little more space between than the shvudim themselves. Not that naturally it ends up being that way. It doesn't have to be that way. But we're saying that's the mission is talking about. Rava says, "I feel mitzamtzim. Imay nesunim ashvudim. See, noisim lekanim shal schach erev dal karchach." This is very interesting, Rashi. So Rashi gives us what's the case. What are we saying? That if you have the airspace between the shpudim, exact, like Mishnah says, it's exactly the same. right? But the Rabbi says, though, but how are you putting the Pesal? The Pesal, how is the Pesal resting? The assumption is not long enough. It's not like bamboo things that go on the whole thing. So it's Pesal. It's Pesal's Garim V'yakev, right? So how does it stay up there? Teretz is, you have to, if the Shpudim are going this way, then the Pesal is going the other way, which means it has to rest. The Pesal is resting on the Shpudim. The Pesal is resting on the Shpudim. Then by definition, you're gonna have more Pesal than Shpud, because the Pesal, if it's resting on the Shpud, means it's covering part of the Shpud. That means even though the airspace between the Shpudim is exact, but when you're putting Pesal going the other way, it's going to be more than the Shpudim. Rashi says it'll be Mevatel the Shpudim. That's a Shtuk of Pel and Rashi, because Taisa asks, that Chayra is no Bittel over here. Chayra, it's not Moriv. Like on Tartessan Bays, we had your Ma'ar of the tree with the Schach Kosher. But over here, it's just on top, right? And that's not, it's not going to make a Bittel. Taisa says, caution, ain't it? Second. Huh. Says, our caution, I prusha. The ain't damage is battle schach possible caution. How caution shall caution roy? Keep the ain't a murabin zebazet. The nicker collect the atzmai. You see the schach possible, you see the schach caution on top of it. That's not bittle. She'irvon, the ain't a nicker, Rashi says. Tais is using Rashi against himself. Rashi says that's being a nicker. Tais learns differently. Akapanim, look, I have to say Tais for Rashi, but anyway, but that's what Rashi learns in Gemara. Now, the truth of the matter is an interesting question that the Magen Avraham raises. Here's the Magen Avraham. Tafresh Lamed. In the days, I think. So he has a kasha that he's going over there where the Mechaber talks about. The Mechaber talks about Maimed, the Sugya of Maimed. See later the Sugya. The sugya of Maimed, which means the shaila whether Yilada, whether the schach could rest on something that's possible. Can the schach be supported by something that's possible? That's the sugya of Maimed. Right? That's always the shaila with the metal. With the metal frame sukkahs, if the sach is resting on the metal, that's a shaila maimid, where the mikra din, it's sugya later, right? It's sugya later. Sugya later on the second parak, Aleph Chapez. And over there, so we, mikra din we paskin, it's machlekes. Amarayim, whether or not it's Mechlegis Tanayim, and then Mechlegis Shayim, how we pass him. Gitzer, it's a whole mess, and we'll get there. That's what the whole Shal of the Chazanish, famous Chazanish, he holds even Maimid is a problem. Not only the putting the Schach directly on the metal, but that's why the Chazanish Sukkahs have wooden dibbles. They don't have screws, they have wooden pegs that hold it together, because Chaznish held that Maimed is a problem, the Hainu. That if your boards of your sukkah are held together by screws, so then the schach is being held indirectly, is being held up by the metal. It's Maimed the Maimed. The nails are, screws are being Maimed the walls, and the walls are being Maimed the schach. That's the Chaznish. We'll see about that also, Mitzvah Hashem. We learn the sukkah, you'll see. That the makkah of the Chazanish Where he gets it from is really very shrimps, and we'll see when we get there. But it says though, Mechaber says though, Chathchila, you shouldn't be mesachich to put a ladder on the roof, on the sukkah, right? Put a ladder, and you want to put the schach on the ladder, right? So the problem with the ladder is mechabel tuma. So therefore, that's the issue. Mechaber says chathchila, you shouldn't do that. So over there, the Magen Avraham asks from our Gemara. Our Gemara says, that Gemara says, right, it was Shesi put a Erev, put Erev put a Shesi. We're talking about Tzchach Pasol. We're talking about the Shpudin is Tzchach Pasol. And we're telling you, you'll have to put the Psal on top of the Tzchach. You'll have to put the Psal on top of the Tzchach Pasol. Aitz Maimid. As they frack the Magen Avraham. So it's a problem. That's it. It's a big problem. So someone will say, maybe for himself, I don't remember right now, that some say, the Zervashita, that if it's just, if it's not Tzchach Pasol Mamish, it's only Gezeira, then if the Tzchach only Pasol is Gezeira, then it might not be a problem of Maimid. So, either way, the Ha'ara is a strong, Shal HaYipaskin. We all make it that we don't have Maimid. That's why the Rambam is not going to be a problem. We don't hold Maimid. But Akbanim, Rava, no, but Shal says Rava is brought down Halacha. It's a good aura over here. Why is there a problem of Maimon? You see that the Chayyim are not Machmen. The Chassidim are not Machmen of Maimon over here. Look more vital. Baruch Hashemita. Lay Messiah Ravami Bar Tavumi, Ravami Tavumi, Sichabi Bavloi Kalim, Subim. What's the issue, says Rashi? Bavloi Kalim, come on, fire from Matlanyas, Shehem Shal Shal Shalish. I've got the Hashalim Makabutumma. So we have like Shmatas that are less than the Shir of Makabutumma. It's not Gimlet's boys, or Gimlet's boys. So male, it's not Makabutumma, it's too small for. It would be significant that we consider a beggar from Kabbal Tumma. But, Kina Makli Asu, goes to Rabbanan, to a geyser, not to use something that came from something that's Kabbal Tumma. I know, there was a beggar at one point, it was more than Gimelot's boys and Gimelot's boys, now there's just little patches, you can't be Mesach with that. Why? Because they're Atu, the full beggar. So Mael of here also, Goz Rabbana Rucha is Nami Hashlem Kabbal Tumma Lechaz Lamidi Ella Meklik Asu Rucha Samita. Right, it's a part of the bed. Right, it's the long rod that holds up the mattress. What was just one of them? It's not a kli. It doesn't function by itself. It's part of a bed. But now it's not part of a bed. It's the Rukhmi by itself. So Elmai, you see that the fact that it was part of a bed is a reason to make Xera, and that's the mission is talking about. But Gemara, no. Kidam Rav Chanan, I'm a Rebbe, Baruch Hoshnei Krayim, B'Ktsara Ushnei Krayim. Hachinam, Baruch Hoshnei Krayim, B'Ktsara Ushnei Krayim, Zagrashi, Baruch Hoshnei Krayim, Kamam Farish, Lamai Chazu. Let's just think more quickly. So, what is this all about? Meaning, you have with the legs. What is that? Let's see what that means. This is Rashi. This is Zigmar. Hey, Chiyit, my Rav Chanan, I'm a Rabbi. Oh, this is not. Mita metamas chavila umetaheres chavila. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Chamaimrim metam evarim umetaheres evarim. My niu, I'm Rav Chana, I'm Rabbi. Ruchos shnekroyim, k'sar shnekroyim. My chazal mizmechinu aguda. L'meisav alayu umishda ash. Let's see Rashi. K'tzara. So again, the rucha ushtekrayim. Uruktzara oisam asher b'roicha mito tzad marashay seha or magoy seha. Right, so you have the short part of the bed and the long part of the bed. The part that's by the head and the feet is a short part of the bed. And then you have the two ones on the side, the long part of the bed. So what's this all about? Mita matama chavila. Says Rashi. B'yacha. When does the bed become tame? When you have a full bed. And you want to put it in the mikvah, you have to be tired, you have to put it in, you can't just take it apart and then be tayvel each leg and each thing by itself. You have to do it together. This is Rashi. Im tamehi ain't la evarim evarim. Ella misakno matvila. You have to put the bed together and then put the whole thing in the mikvah one shot. So that's Reb Elazar. Chum say no. It could be matam evarim and mataris evarim. What's that? Aruchu shtei krayim. You have the long beam and two legs, right? Or the short one and two legs. The my chazi, the smechin aguda. Ulameis evelayu says Rashi. So what can you do? What can you do with that part of the bed? It's not functioning as a bed. Rashi says the karvan etzel kaisel. Aracha kamali roicha v'amita. The nois neitzim menakrayim l'kaisel. Right, so what do you have over here? That's when you have either the short part of the bed, so you have a beam going this way, and the two legs, right? Ksaro ushter krayim. Or you have the long part of the bed, that beam, let's say, and then two legs. So what can you do with it? You can put it next to the wall, and then put beams from the wall to this leg, whatever you want to call it. And then you could somehow function, right? So meila umishda ashli v'noisa chavalum umasarik v'ril mishka. So you put these next to the wall, and you put beams between the from the wall to this, either the long one or the short one, and you'll put strings, and then you'll have your makeshift bed over there. So kitzer, even though it's not the whole bed, but this part of the bed can somehow be used, and therefore it's shaykh to be titled by itself, and for that same reason it's makabel tumah. And if you don't need to say that bloy begodim is metama gzeira, that's it's makabel tumah by itself.